call your attention to the first meeting of the Committee of Experts on Public Administration. Honorable Prime Minister, distinguished delegates, it is my privilege to receive the words at the opening of this first meeting of the Committee of Experts on Public Administration. In a certain form, a meeting of experts on public administration has been held on a variety of basis in the United Nations since 1967. In these meetings, the experts were invited with due regard to geographical representation by the Secretary General, and the outcome of the meeting of experts was presented to the intergovernmental forces through the reports of the Secretary General. With the growing importance of governance and public administration in the discussions and debates in the United Nations, and what is adding importance most crucial, the high importance given to this issue in the Millennium Declaration, led the Economic and Social Council to change the nature and status of this meeting. And what we have now is a committee of experts on public administration, which will function as a committee under the Economic and Social Council, with the experts being named by the countries. I would also stress that the reports of this committee now will go directly to the Economic and Social Council. And the committee would also be able to interact with the Economic and Social Council in terms of defining its work by the nominations of the chairperson. I recognize the representative of the Italy, Mr. Ferrari.
There has been some communication between us and some understanding, and I would like to propose Mr. Zimbabwe from Uganda.
Zimbabwe is chair of the top of the team, the chair.
Distinguished delegates, I thank you for the honor of being elected president of this committee. I invite the commission to begin the consideration of agenda item entitled Adoption of the Agenda.
Well, thank you very much for the discussion. I think that was live on human resources. I close now this session. I ask Mr. Lin to come here to preside the next section on innovation and technology. Thank you very much.
I welcome everyone to our second day of the Committee of Experts meeting. I wish to inform everyone of a change in the agenda for today. Mr. Klicksberg will address the committee this afternoon instead of this morning, in order to allow Mr. Jared Sarezi Mita, Chief Public Policy Analysis and Development Branch of the United Nations Public Economics and Public Administration Division, to make his two presentations this morning.
I ask the Secretary of Aduki to begin the rest of the division of public economics and public administration. Present the following review of the United Nations Programme on Public Administration and Finance. Mr. Patrucci.
Thank you. For the discussion of this item is that this committee of expert public administration has not only the role to provide advice on topics related to public administration, but it has also the responsibility of reviewing and providing advice on the program work of the Secretariat, in particular case, that's the Department of Economic Social Affairs.
I want to take this opportunity to thank Mr. Patrucci and Mr. Boab for their presentation. I wish particularly to thank you for having removed the fear that this committee
will be marginalized by this. We have the skills and the commitment.
The honor to invite Madame Bourgon to make
First of all, let me focus on what would be the introduction. We're proposing to use the introduction to bring forward a number of messages that have been mentioned over and over again during the course of our discussion, and that apply to every part of the report, and therefore they are presented in that fashion. I'm going to summarize them briefly for you. First of all, the introduction, next slide please, would start and end with a reference to the Millennium Declaration, because essentially it is not only defining the purpose of our work, but it is also the base from which we should over time assess whether or not we are making the contribution that was expected of us in terms of building the governance capacity that would ensure that we achieve the targets and the objectives stated in the Millennium Declaration.
Allow me to invite Mrs. Raya Chen, Chief Information and Network Unit of the Division of Public Finance and Public Administration, to present the following. I'm fine. Please.
No.
The first issue of the public sector, World Bank sector report.
The committee of experts has been launched, and it's clear that it's going to be a vibrant one. We are very grateful for your contribution. We have had people have been extremely candid, and we have used the consensus method to arrive at all our decisions. I want to thank you for all of you for your excellent and